This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Opening day, or at least one of the three opening days. Audio courtesy Ken Rosenthal and the Fair Territory podcast. We are set. There's baseball today, and unlike previous years recently, you don't have to wait till way later in the day. I mean, kind of later, but not crazy later in the day. As they get ready to take on, boy, it's weird to promote Major League Baseball and the Guardians opening day versus Kansas City, 410 Kauffman Stadium today with Bybee on the bump. And nobody better I'd rather have here for this version of opening day.
You liar.
Than Jason Lloyd, formerly of the Akron Beacon Journal and now of The Athletic. Jason, welcome into the show.
I love opening day.
I know you do. That's why I told Owen, I said, we need a baseball open. We have to.
Yeah. They opened at Kansas City a couple years ago. I don't think any game on opening day should start past 4 p.m. It's opening day.
That's 4:10.
Yeah.
Does that count?
Yeah. Well, that's fine. But like even the 7 o'clock, like what are you doing?
Ridiculous.
It's opening day. And plus, it's freaking cold, usually, in a lot of these cities. And especially on the West Coast, like what the situation we had, it was just last year, wasn't it? Where it's like a 10 o'clock start. Like that's ridiculous. No game on opening day unless, you know, you're playing in Tokyo and you want to put it on at 6 a.m., which is so stupid.
Well, that's why I said this is just another version of opening day. We had it. When was the baseball game in Tokyo?
Last week.
It was last week.
We had two games in Tokyo.
They had two games. Then those respective teams, I think, went back to playing.
Spring training.
Spring training.
It's so, I don't even want to talk about it. It's so stupid.
Yeah, the Dodgers already out to a big two-game lead.
Yeah, it's whatever.
Insurmountable?
Who knows? That's why you play 162, Anthony.
They will be wire-to-wire first place in the NL West.
You seem very confident.
Yeah, they're loaded. But no, I love baseball. I've always loved baseball. It's always been my number one. I know I did the NBA for 10 years, but I've always been a baseball guy at heart. So, I'm thrilled that it's here. Let's go.
Am I reading this right? There's a high of 82 today in
Kansas City? Wow.
I think that's right. Yeah.
Okay. I know, so warm up here.
I mean, I'm not from Kansas City, but from around the area. They've been playing high school baseball for a month there already, so.
Wow.
It's warm.
Mitch, anything?
Well, check out, it's currently 57 out, obviously, at 6 in the morning, but it does look like a high of, we were getting about, 82.
82, okay. Hey, that's the type of baseball we don't have
to
worry.
July.
No rain, nothing, no precipitation.
Not as of now.
Nope.
Ton of pop today. You know, when it warms up, that ball really travels.
Well, that's better than for guys like Carlos Santana, right?
Save those old joints.
Yeah. Yeah. We had, forever it seemed like we had guys that would struggle this time of year until things would warm up. So, Jason, you're in for Ken today. Ken will return on Monday. We got Daryl Ryder in tomorrow in studio. But I thought it was perfect for Jason to come in because I was kind of annoying him, peppering him with some random questions, and I wouldn't let him talk before the show. That's what passes muster for prep work these days. I'm just like, do you have something? Zip it. Don't say it now.
Yep. Nope. Don't say it.
Okay. So I'm basically seeing, I think FanDuel has their win total 82.5. I had another site that I came into today, had them at 81.5. So basically no big bump for what they were able to pull off last year in Stephen Vogt's first year as manager. Do you feel, Jason Lloyd, like the Guardians are getting disrespected, or do you think it's a reflection of the offseason that they had?
No, I think it's a reflection of where baseball's at right now, especially in the American League. Let's look at the other day. I think outside of maybe the A's and the White Sox, I think everyone else is projected to win between 76 and 86. Right, this is like vintage NFL right now. With all the problems, the injury problems that the Yankees have had, they're very gettable. There is no dominant team in the American League. This thing is wide open. And so I don't think, you know, I get it from a fan perspective of, you know, you push the Yankees to the ALCS, and how do you celebrate that? Well, you take away the fan fest and you trade Andrés Giménez. Like, what are we doing? I totally get that in a vacuum, and the fan fest thing is whatever. But the Giménez thing made a ton of sense to me because of the future money owed. And as soon as they got Bezzana, he became expendable. It was either move him to short or trade him. And I think they're very happy with Rocchio and the progress that he's made there. And obviously he's on a rookie deal. And Giménez when they signed Giménez, he was on a different trajectory offensively to what he ultimately became the last couple of years. So it makes perfect sense to move off that future money. And then reinvesting it in Bibee, I think, helps from assurance from a fan perspective. So do I love the offseason? No. But like, when are you ever going to love a Guardians offseason? You're not. Like, they don't ever. And that's part of who they are. Like, they're never going to take the big swing and go all in, but they're always going to be competitive. They're always going to be in it. But they're never, if you're waiting for them to like make the all in move, when have they ever done that? Yeah. I mean, they signed Edwin Encarnacion 100 years ago, and they traded for Andrew Miller 105 years ago. And aside from that, when have they ever done like the big swing? Like, that's not who they are. So, but they're going to give themselves a seat at the table every year.
You know, I had put out a tweet, I think a few months ago, and it was one of those where I merged all three teams, and people hate anytime you try to compare all three teams.
Oh, I love doing it.
But I like it too, because I think all three teams have distinct features and bugs, and the way they operate, it's obviously all three play in different types of leagues.
Yeah.
That the managing of money changes, you know, depending on the league. So I remember I put that, hey, if you love off seasons, the Cavs every year, off seasons, they've been interesting.
Yeah.
With Kobe Altman. The Browns have had some really, really dynamic off seasons to where we've talked ourselves into things. The Guardians, no. But when it comes to regular seasons,
who
does it better than the Guardians,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And a lot of people said, well, what about the postseasons? All right. I thought we were all kind of understanding at this point that postseasons are kind of fluky in baseball, and it's kind of a crapshoot. The NFL kind of matters who your quarterback is. And in the NBA, you know, if you're good, you normally have prolonged playoff runs. And we'll see if that bears that way out. I got an interesting question about the Cavs later in the show for you, which I know you've been pretty dialed in. So given all of that, like, people have wondered, like, me and Ken don't sit here and crush the Guardians every day in the offseason. We're kind of over it.
Yeah.
And maybe you feel like we're not representing you, the listener, and that's why we always open up the phone lines, 216-474-0092. But maybe it's apathy. I am apathetic towards offseason baseball, and I think you could find the same type of talk show host in 26 markets, because baseball has basically signaled to everybody that in most of these markets, you don't matter. Your owners are your owners. The teams that will spend the money are the teams that will spend the money and just move on. So I barely talk baseball in the offseason. It just doesn't interest me. There's no hot stove anymore, especially in a place like Cleveland. Winners meetings, bore, who cares? You're not even going to hear our team's name brought up. And I think baseball suffered because of it. But now that it's opening day, I'll get excited. It's here. Guardians, I have the utmost respect for their organization, and I have confidence, and they've earned it. And that is a big thing, Jason, that I always talk about. Colin Cowherd always says, we're not in the credit business. Like, that's American Express. Like, it's not our job to give credit to teams before they've done anything. And the Guardians prove every single season that they're capable of doing pretty cool things and contending for the division every year and potentially making a playoff run. And I think they could do it again, even though it seems like people are down on them. Seems like people think they had a losing offseason. I do think maybe Nolan Jones got some people excited if he's healthy.
I loved it.
That could be really big. Tanner Bibee, you mentioned that contract.
Yeah.
Who gets out ahead of these things better than the Guardians? So I'm a little nervous about Stephen Kwan because they haven't been able to do that and get ahead. But
I think that's over.
Okay, well, today was the day, right?
Just in general with him, I think that ship sailed long ago.
That's He's not, too good.
But it comes. I mean, that part, it comes down to the individual because, like, I think Tanner Bibee looked at Tristan McKenzie and Shane Bieber and said, you know what? Give me the pen. I'll sign. I'll take it. Because the deal he signed is so undervalued of where he would be if he got to free agency. Like, Framber Valdez, okay, the Astros pitcher, is in his last year of arbitration, just made $18 million in his last year of arbitration. And Tanner's not going to get to $18 million till like, year four of this deal or something like that. But the risk from the pitcher side, like, Tristan McKenzie was close to an extension with the Guardians, and then his arm started hurting, and now he'll never see that money. Shane Bieber rejected their offers and has yet to see that type of money that he was. And I think Tanner looked at that and said, it is so.
Spooked him a little bit.
Yeah, I do. I absolutely think that played a role in it. And, you know, to the Guardians' credit, like, this is what they do. They have a structured system with these contracts. They're usually very team friendly. This one, it's incredible. They got two club option years tacked onto the end. And, It's a great deal for both sides, I guess, because Tanner gets his money guaranteed, and the Guardians, it's a home run deal, and now they got their guy locked in. Gavin Williams, I think, is going to have a monster year.
He was
supposed to last year, and he got hurt right at the end of spring training, and it messed up his entire season. And then I talked to him in like August, September. He was tipping his fastball, he was tipping pitches, and it was just a miserable year for him all the way around. And now that all that's over, I'm telling you, man, those two dudes at the top of the rotation, this whole lineup, like, the thing with the Guardians is opening day, what they look like on opening day and what they look like in July, August, and September is often very, very different.
Yeah. Do you think Logan Allen is going to be the fifth starter in a month?
No.
2 months?
I don't have a ton of faith in him. I think Joey Cantillo will probably get a look at some point. We'll see what happens with Tristan being in the bullpen. He's just it's a heartbreaking story what's happened with Tristan, if you're really paying attention. Like, again, he was close to signing an extension for big money and then had the elbow issue, elected against the surgery, went the rehab route, and I don't know how you can look at it now and say he made the right call. Like, his career's never been the same. So, hopefully Bieber is back. I would not expect to see Shane before August. That's just me talking. Just based on recent history of a lot of these guys that have Tommy John in April, they're pushing it back more and more to like July, August. But you got Shane for September and October. You didn't get him for April, May, and June. I think this rotation is going to look different post All-Star break than it does right now. The lineup could look very different post All-Star break than it does right now. But it's here, man. It's baseball. And, you know, I was talking to Guardians official last year who said, we get killed every offseason. We get killed. Like, it's the worst part of the year for us. Kind of what you were alluding to earlier, that because they don't ever make any moves. But then when it comes to actually getting on the field and playing the games, they're always right there.
And ironically, as much as we, the fans, always want big name free agents in every sport, doesn't it seem like baseball is the worst sport to ever do that? For when guys are finally eligible to make their money, then they get their huge contract, and then in that sport, where it's not the NBA, where you know what a guy is going to give you basically every year. I can almost tell you the stats that a guy is going to get if you bring him in, and it makes sense in that organizational structure. In baseball, the minute you sign any of these guys, you are getting their worst years like 85, 90% of the time. Are you not?
I mean, go look at Javi Baez in Detroit. He's on a monster contract. He's unplayable. He's on the bench now. He's not even starting. And yeah, I mean, and plus with baseball, I mean, you could look at Mike Trout with the Angels, and just because you are a franchise generational type player doesn't mean you're going to have, you're certainly not the same impact that a quarterback does in the NFL or that a superstar does in the NBA. So it is a vastly different sport. The Guardians are never going to shop in those aisles. I think we all know that. That's a whole other conversation about where baseball's at with money and pay and everything else. But for right now, for today, hey, it's opening day,
right,
and your team's got a seat at the table.
Let's go. I'm actually pumped. Yeah. I am. I said I wasn't going to really pay much attention to them in the offseason, and now we're here. Now it's put up or shut up, and they debut today. Tanner Bibee takes the hill at 4:10 at Kauffman against the Kansas City Royals. Nice to be talking baseball again.